Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Greg Hill Road Show is presented by Harbor One Bank and brought to you today in New Hampshire by Chase the Mover and Hanover Storage, convenient and professional moving services in Claremont, New Hampshire, and by Tom Call Excavation, LaValle Building Supply, UNFI, Pekarski Sausage, and Lindy's Diner. You're listening to the Greg Hill Road Show.
If you're thinking of taking the tribe cross country, this is the automobile you should be using.
From the showroom in Keene, New Hampshire on WEEI.
Showroom in Keene, New Hampshire with an unbelievable crowd. A lot of Celtics jerseys this morning. Ime on tonight, Chime. I think you have audio. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. Yeah, he was talking about, he was asked about Miami's struggles on offense and how the Celtics have responded defensively.
We've been fortunate at times on some offensive rebounds, some kickouts that they usually get a lot of threes on. They've missed some open ones. But at the same time, I think we contest at a high rate. We use our physicality to kind of wear people down throughout the game. And then on the offensive end, I think having a well-balanced team makes these other teams have to guard and not let anybody off the hook on that end. And so, you know, we look at it like body punches throughout the game, continue to wear on guys and continue to contest in a rear view. And so they're never getting a clean look.
Wiggy, must win tonight? I mean, you call every game a must win.
Oh, yeah, this is the definite must win. Because you already know Golden State's sitting there waiting for you. You got some, you nicked up a little bit. You know when game one is, June 2nd. So, Ime's right. You basically, they're like a wounded deer. Now it's time to finish them off. You know what I mean?
You see Marcus and Robert both playing tonight?
I do. I mean, I know it's weird because you say that all the time. And then 2 hours before game time, you know, it'll come up on my phone that one of them's out. So,
well, I was told by a lot of people across the street that Bam wasn't going to play in Game 5. That was a nothing burger. Swing and a miss.
Yeah, so people were saying that?
It's like the Greenwich House.
Yeah, it's like the Greenwich House. Or like Tatum was in the seaport.
Right. Ooh,
where was he? Yeah. Lucky strike?
What happened to Bam? I didn't even know he was there.
They were saying that there was a COVID outbreak.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay. That they were also in Boston.
Very fast moving.
Okay, well, you know, he looked like he played to me.
You get bad information. Occasionally.
Once in a while.
Sometimes you see something on Twitter and it doesn't turn out to be true.
House in Connecticut?
Yes.
I mean.
I think you want to win. I mean, obviously you want to win it here, and you go back down there in Game 7, and I guess anything can happen. I don't have confidence in that team, that Heat team,
right,
just because of the significant injury situation.
Well, see, if you don't have confidence in them, which I agree, there's no way Celtics lose tonight. There's no way. I mean, I just can't see how the Celtics can lose. I said this before the series. The Celtics are a better basketball team. And now Miami's dealing with injuries. Jimmy Butler clearly isn't the same. Even if Tyler Hero comes back, he's going to be dealing with something. And you just look at their team and what the Celtics are able to do. And like Ime said, the Celtics are just too big, too physical, and they just wear and wear and wear and wear you down. And offensively, you know, you got Tatum. Even if he struggles a little bit, sooner or later he gets it turned on. And you got Al Horford, Marcus Smart, Grant Williams is good for a couple three-pointers. So you have enough offense that you could create things. And so that's why I don't even see them. I don't see them losing this game.
And Tyler Herro not coming back. That's what the reports say. He is not going to play.
How is that possible? Your season's on the line.
Well, but Wiggy was talking about groin injury. How do you really tape a groin injury? Like,
oh, I don't know. Shoot it up. Can you shoot
it
up?
Yeah, well, but the problem with basketball, it's so...
Sorry, that was the boat.
There's so much, like, lateral movement for a basketball player. And it's got to be painful. And so clearly, if he's not able to play through it, it just... You know, but even if he was playing, I don't. He's like, it's Tyler Herro.
It's kind of false advertising as a last name, though. I mean, yeah, he can't even play with a groin injury.
But last week we both were on the same page that he was important for this.
He's
team.
He's important to them, but it's not like
so. This is a do or die game.
It's like it's Kevin Durant. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no one says he's Kevin Durant.
If they win their next five, if they win five more games this playoffs, and they win their 18th championship, Ken Laird has said on the Ken and Curtis show multiple times that this would be the most amazing, not the best team, but the most amazing out-of-nowhere run of all the runs of the last 20 years.
He ain't lying.
Your Patriots in 01?
He ain't lying. He ain't lying.
How many years?
I can't ask Ken.
Huh? Are you talking the last 20
years? Yeah, since Boston started winning in my lifetime. So, since 2000.
Well,
the 2001 Patriots... There was a video posted the other day on Twitter when the Patriots were playing their third game, Brady's first start against the Colts. They had this graphic of all the 0-2 teams, which team could make the playoffs. They didn't even list the Patriots as an 0-2 team that could make the playoffs.
That's the most unlikely.
We had Super Bowl pedigree. The Celtics have none.
You lost to the Jets and the Bengals in your first two games that year.
But we had guys on that team, Willie Mack,
Teddy Johnson,
Otis Smith, that these guys had, Ted Johnson, these guys had Super Bowl pet. Even though they didn't win it in 96, they were there, and they were able to. So when you look at the Celtics, what's the big thing you always bring up, Greg? Leadership, right? We had that. We had plenty of guys. So all it took was just a few things to go right, but we had that foundation. This Celtics team, there's no way anybody could tell me right here that they would have said before the season, last season,
In December,
whenever, that this team would be winning a championship.
No.
And Shine, you make me nervous, Shine, but you have full confidence, if we look ahead, that it's Celtics in six when it comes to Golden State.
Yeah, I just think the Celtics are better. I think they're more versatile. They're slightly better defensively. I mean, I think Golden State was still a top five defensive team when you're looking at points allowed on the season. But I just have a I feel like this Celtics team as a whole is just better built than the Warriors, right? Because if they play this kind of defense against the Warriors and you're limiting Steph and Klay from hitting threes, the Celtics are going to win every game. And you're not going to be able to limit them every single time, but that's where they make their, you know, that's where their bread and butter is hitting those threes, hitting those deep shots. And so with the defense the Celtics can play, I have full confidence in them to really give it to Golden State and win in six.
See, it's not about the defense against Golden State. I mean, you got to play good defense. It's not about that. When you play Golden State, it's going to come down to one thing and one thing only. Can you score? Because Golden State, they got their big four, you know, the way that they're playing right now, and that's Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole, and Andrew Wiggins. Can you score with them? You know, Tatum's got to get his, but Jaylen Brown can't be invisible, right? Al Horford can't have 5 points. Marcus Smart can't have, you know, 7-8 points. You got to be able to match firepower with them. Even though you'll limit them and make it more difficult for them, they have enough firepower on offense that you got to be able to match that. And that's going to be the thing that we're going to find out. Can you match their firepower?
All right, well, 8:30 tonight, Game 6 at the Garden, and you can talk about it all day here at WEEI. We need to get to Shime and what is trending.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, guys, it's a Fisher's Island Lemonade Friday. America's craft lemonade canned cocktail must be 21. Enjoy responsibly. The Celtics play Game 6 at the Garden tonight against the Heat as they look to close out the Eastern Conference Finals. Waiting in the finals from the West is officially the Golden State Warriors as they beat the Mavericks last night 120-110. The Red Sox, they continued to mash last night as they put up 16 runs in a win over the White Sox. Trevor Story hit his 7th homer in 7 days. He then talked about the difference for him at the plate over the last few weeks as featured on last night's Red Sox postgame show presented by Nissan. Choose Nissan today. There's no escaping summer savings at the Nissan summer event. Shop NissanUSA.com.
Just controlling my zone has been huge, and not missing my pitch when I get it. I think that's been the key. And you know, I've talked about that when I get my pitch and you know, I take my swing at it, I want the at bat to end right there. And I think I've done a better job of that lately.
Trevor Story is really coming around for this team, and if anybody is now questioning that signing, they should be checking themselves because he has been absolutely crushing it.
But I don't understand that, though. Like, I see Lou on Twitter, and I love Lou, and he's like, anybody still thinks Story sucks? Well, he sucked for the first 2 months.
Yeah, he did.
Are you supposed
to
say he's good? He's okay. He's playing up to his contract. Like, you don't get a victory lap for doing your job. Like, I'm happy. They look good. But if you weren't criticizing him when he was playing like crap, you're not objective.
Well, but the excuse is always how difficult it is to play in Boston.
Right. I mean,
it is. An adjustment period.
Huh? It is. And especially if you're not from, an area as an athlete where the pressure of fans is like constantly on your neck. So like if you didn't have to deal with that your whole career coming up, whether you were playing high school, college, it is very difficult for mentally, because you know, like, let's be honest, athletes, we are the most fragile mental people out there.
It, you don't have to tell us,
right? You and millennials, right?
right. I mean, us and millennials could be, it's like, well, what do you mean? What do you mean? I can't dribble? did somebody tweeted that at me? I mean, and so to play in
They want to put my baby in a microwave?
Right? We are the Amber Heard of professional sports. But you got to be mentally tough, man, and it's very difficult if you're not from that type of – if your career wasn't like that.
Well, it seems like he's turned it around, which is good news.
Well, the Sox, they come home to start a series with the Orioles tonight. Garrett Whitlock takes the mound for the Red Sox. First pitch, 7:10. Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network. And make sure to tune in at 6:10 to the Visit Massachusetts pregame show, sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Start your Massachusetts summer adventure at visitma.com. We now go to Chris Curtis in the Weather Center.
All right, Scheimer. It is 68 degrees in Boston right now, afternoon high of 82. And let me tell you, Memorial Day weekend plans Saturday, good travel day. Not going to be great outside, cloudy. Sunday, 79 and sunny, the pick of the weekend. But Monday, beach weather, 87 degrees. So enjoy that and honor those that paid the ultimate sacrifice for all of us. And that weather report is brought to you by Wilmington Builder Supply. Contractors, Hudson Lumber has everything you need to make your next project a success. With a full line of building materials, including Trex decking, and its fully appointed kitchen showroom, Hudson Lumber has what you need. Visit Hudson Lumber today at 261 Lowell Road in Hudson, New Hampshire.
All right, coming up, I have a 5 questions guest. Local legend. Scheim is very interested in this because he loves reality television. Mm. So we will say hello and give 5 questions to my guest coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back to the Greg Hill Road Show, live from the showroom in Keene, New Hampshire, on WEEI.
Ray Liotta.
Hey. They call me Hell. They call me Stacy. They call me Hell. They call
You're
me
never going to live that down.
It's
never.
So much worse that we have people actually sitting here who are laughing, and it's not just you guys laughing.
Well,
at
no,
me.
You know that's going on every day. You just don't see it. That's
yeah, no, I know. I'm well aware. Just it's worse when people, you can hear them.
We are in Keene, New Hampshire with an unbelievable, great, loyal crowd of listeners giving. I think we all agree that so far Rhode Island has been the best turnout for a road show.
They were rowdy. They were drinking.
This group here is giving them a run
yes.
for their money.
And sober, I believe.
I don't think. Well, we don't know. Probably not. With us this morning, because I wanted to get a New Hampshire guest while we were up here for five questions, it is Kayla Cummings. Can you give Kayla a round of applause? Kayla has been on Naked and Afraid three times. And Wiggy is so excited about it. He has a lot of questions. He may take four of the five questions this morning.
No, right? I definitely have. Because I can't remember what season. The season I remember watching was the guy wanted off the island because he got real bad sunburned. He couldn't. I can't remember. You remember what season that was?
I think it was the first season, actually.
Okay,
yeah,
was that
the
it?
First or the second?
Yeah, and
yeah.
He was like anytime he went in the sun, it was like he was bright red. He couldn't even move, and the girl had to do all the work. She had to dig the hole. He was like, and he was like built. He was all ripped up, and he was, yeah. But he was like this. The
so
whole
you've
thing.
Got. Where are the three places that you've been?
So I did 21 days in Colombia, then I did 40 days in South Africa, and then I just did 60 days in Peru. But wow. I didn't make it the whole time. I left. Because of my bites.
Because of but
well, my
because,
foot got like badly
and,
infected.
And if you're watching this show on Twitch, we should give a warning. Amen Corner, our vice president of Twitch Services, can share with you a photo of the bug bites, and that sent you home because
yeah, Naked, it was a lot
if
of
you,
things.
Shime, but... do you watch Naked and Afraid?
I've watched it a few times. It's actually my buddy's dad's favorite show. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sweet. All right.
Yeah. So, but you guys are out there. Like, is it all legit? Like, are you naked the whole time?
100%.
Wow.
I like that. That's the best part.
That's the best part of it? You just like being naked. Did you like being naked before the show, or did you figure out being on the show that you like being naked?
No, I just like being naked before.
You like being naked before that.
Even season one, when you get there, and like the first time you're all just around each other naked.
You would have so much anxiety.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine.
It was so weird the first time because they make you get undressed, and then they're like, all right, we got to do that again. So then you have to get dressed and then get undressed again. So that
how do you train your eyes to just look people in the eye?
Yeah,
just, like, that would be hard.
Direct it's called contact. Sneaking a peek. And let's be honest. Hey, come on. The first day or two, you're probably like, all right. Okay, yeah. They stuck me with somebody that looks good. After about a week, you're like, "Ooh, God!"
Not
me.
You know, you know where my mind goes. Is it hard not to hook up with a person when you're both naked together?
Oh, no, that's definitely the last thing on your mind.
That's the last thing on your mind.
Yeah, especially for me. My partners were not. They were weird. Well, and my last one too. I was with this super cute gay guy, so he was super sweet. So we, I didn't have to worry about it.
You didn't have to worry about anything. Yeah.
No, and then I was with girls.
They must
on my
know what
one.
They're doing. Like they. Set them up where it's like you know you're not you wouldn't be attracted to that person in real life, so it's like I really don't want to see you with your clothes off. So now
I think
nothing.
They try to create this love match sometimes, but because they make you do this crazy personality test and psych evaluation before you go out there,
and you get paid.
Yeah, not well.
Not well.
No.
I thought the winner got like $1 million or something like that.
No, that's a loan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wish. I have like $11,000
in a loan.
No, a loan on the History Channel.
Oh, okay.
That's
oh,
where you get $1 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I have like $11,000 in hospital bills for my Africa trip.
Oh,
so.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I had like dengue fever, rickettsia.
Oh, my God.
I was in and out of the hospital for like 3 years after. I developed a tumor on my adrenal gland.
Jeez. Did yeah, you get great. The monkey pox?
Yeah, pretty much.
Stupid question, but can you put sunscreen on?
No.
You're not allowed, so it's fully naked.
Oh, yeah.
Like you can't put anything on your body.
Just mud.
Yeah, and they have to find stuff in the wilderness, right?
You
have to find, like, leaves for
aloe.
Underwear.
You can use aloe.
If you can find it out
there. If you can find it, yeah.
Things for your feet, like, they, you know, they're walking barefoot.
Right.
I'm always barefoot, though, so my feet are tough. I would rather not make clothes or have shoes, so.
Yeah.
How do you deal with the, like, because I noticed, like, that's the biggest thing is the insects, the bugs and stuff like that. Like, how are you, do you go in knowing stuff? Because I know nothing about like the wilderness. If
you know a lot about bears, you know a lot about bears.
Yeah, I know like what to do, but before I even encounter a bear, if you drop me off in the woods, I wouldn't last 24 hours because I wouldn't know what to eat, what to drink.
We should have you do Naked and Afraid in Keene, New Hampshire.
I would not last
after the show.
I could tell you that right now. I would not last one. I wouldn't last 2 hours because I don't know. Don't you guys have to know like what not to eat?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
berries
definitely.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, so they'll do like a little meeting beforehand and they'll prep us on what we're allowed to hunt, like what we have to stay away from, just certain things like that. And then obviously you want to do your research before you go out there. But just having like basic survival.
See, and I have like, none of those.
What about running?
You don't have any? Yes,
no basic survival skills whatsoever.
No, what's the scariest thing that has happened? Is it encountering an animal? Or?
Well, in Africa, I had two lions that were stalking us at night.
Jesus.
And our boma was not set up well in the beginning. So,
could you ever do this show?
Never, never, no, never, no. never. I would.
What if they like, offered you $1 million?
I don't think I could. Like, do you have people there that if something actually dangerous starts happening, they will intervene?
No. Not really. I mean, like, it depends. So they're super unorganized. I'm probably going to get sued for saying this, but super unorganized. They have, like, medics that are far away, but...
So you sign your life away?
Yeah, pretty much.
So,
and a nice big contract saying if you die, you can't sue.
Right.
Like, your family can't sue.
Yeah. What about, so tell me about the lions.
Yeah, so I had two male lions that were stalking us. This was when I was in Africa. I was with two other women, and our boma wasn't set up. So a boma is just like a shelter made out of thorns. And they were just coming up on the ridge at night trying to jump in.
Jump in and eat you.
Yeah, pretty much.
What?
So
sounds like a great show to be on.
Yeah, it was fun. I love it. I'll go
back
again.
Well, you do see a lot of people for whatever reason. You see a lot of like people going back all the time. I always feel like, you said you've been in three locations, right? So I always feel like the people that are more like around, like when they drop you on an island where the ocean's there, I feel like there's more food you can fish for. But sometimes they drop you in like the jungle.
Yeah.
Where's the best place or out of, you know, to get dropped if you're going to get dropped anywhere? Is it like somewhere on an island in the jungle? Like
I personally think the jungle is the most plentiful. As far as, like, food, like, you can do so much hunting, and there's tons of, like, plants and fruits and vegetables.
What's
and
the
stuff
strangest
like that.
Thing that you've eaten?
Do you really want me to... Can I say it?
Yeah.
I ate impala penis when I was
impala,
in Africa.
Swear! I'm so sorry. You can't swear. Shime has to dump out of
I'm
you.
Sorry. I think
it, yeah. You were eating weird...
Stuff. Yeah,
how
we were
did
just
you,
eating the
how did,
stuff.
How does one find impala penis? Is that, like, in the
So you gotta find an impala first,
find
right?
Impala, yeah.
Yeah. So one of my partners out there shot an impala. I shot a warthog when we were out there, so we ate like everything off of that.
What you shoot it with?
A bow.
Oh, I was like,
so I'm
what?
The first female.
This is like
to
Hunger
ever...
Games.
I know. Yeah.
This is real life Hunger Games.
You never saw it?
No, I've seen like the coming attractions and stuff. I thought it was fake.
No.
No, I did. I was like, there's no way that they're letting these people just...
You're talking to somebody whose biggest challenge is trying to figure out how to Instagram 5 beauty treatments in an hour.
No, that's not true. I'd help you with your Instagram all last night, sir.
So
Greg's hardest is setting his alarm in the morning.
Yeah.
So.
It's very difficult to do. Well, nowadays, you know, there's not many clock radios out there.
Yeah, I'm allowed to be late once a week. I was told
that by
true.
Have there ever been any hookups?
Not that I know of.
No hookups. Oh. Come on.
Not that I know of. I know people started dating afterwards.
Like within the first couple of days, I would think, you know?
I don't know. You're so
before
gross
you get
out
all
there.
Grungy.
You're so gross out there. She just said.
Yeah, but in the first couple of days, you know, you're still pretty cool. And you get grungy and.
I don't know. For me, that was the last thing on my mind. I wanted to go out hunting and just hang out naked in the woods by myself. So I would like leave everybody and go out on my own.
I read that you said the hardest part was the mental part, being with alone with your, it'll drive you crazy, right?
Oh, definitely.
So did you notice that? Like people's personalities change throughout?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Especially when you're starving and,
Would you do it again?
I couldn't do it alone by myself. I would go crazy, but having partners, I would definitely do it again.
You would do it again?
Yeah, I was just talking to them about doing another challenge, so we'll see.
Where
we'll
is it?
Hands out. I'm not supposed to say.
Yeah. How many people do
is
they know?
Is it Nantucket?
Yeah, Nantucket.
Naked and afraid.
Surviving Fugawi for 30 days.
Shine, if we did, we should do that at Curtis. We should do it as a show.
What's that?
Naked and Afraid.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a great idea.
Naked and Afraid in Blue Hills.
You guys all just come in naked?
Yeah.
I will be out that
who
day.
Who would win?
Who do you think would win?
I bet Shine.
Shine?
I'm pretty resourceful.
Yeah. I bet Shine.
Yeah. I'm not resourceful. I don't. The naked part doesn't bother me.
You know, I know, Iggy.
It would bother us.
I've been at nude beaches before. Not a problem.
You have?
Yeah. No, where? I'm not. Listen.
Where'd you go on a nude beach?
You grew up in a locker room. I got no problem with being nude.
Yeah, see, it's not bad.
No, but where'd you go to the naked beach?
They were out there. All you got to do is do some digging. They are out there. Go to the Caribbean.
You didn't ask about their existence. You asked which one you went to.
Well, go to the Caribbean and make a left, and you'll find one. But I couldn't do one in the jungle. That's different. Now, I need to be on the beach with a little cocktail.
No, there's no cocktails out there.
Yeah, I wouldn't last. I'd be first to go if we were going to do it. No, maybe Courtney would be first.
No, I'd be second, I bet. No. I think I'd have some.
Who would you outlast?
Wiggy.
Wiggy?
Yeah.
Really?
But I don't know, because you would be fine like hunting animals.
Yeah, I could kill an animal. I got no issues with that.
I might go first.
I can kill an animal, but I don't.
But with a bow?
What, would you put him in a coma by talking so much?
You got to talk to the animals before
like,
you
Wiggy
kill them.
Could take an animal down. I couldn't use a bow and get an animal.
Yeah, but you don't have to. You can go 3 weeks without eating food.
Well, no.
Wiggy and I can't go an hour.
Yeah, right.
What is it? 3 days without water?
Yep.
3 weeks without food?
Yep, and it's 3 hours in the environment.
Huh. 3 hours in the environment.
Hours. Yeah. Yep.
See, I could make a spear.
The 3-3-3 rule.
And then I
how
could
would you make a spear?
Out of a tree branch.
Yeah, with a knife.
With a knife.
Yeah.
What do they give you? Knife and.
Yeah, you're allowed to bring a knife on your 21 day challenge, and then on your like 40 or 60, you can bring a knife and another object. So
What was your other object?
My bow and arrow. Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
This is so wild. I couldn't imagine doing that for like 20 minutes. Like naked in an African jungle.
You'd be rubbing your hands together.
Oh my gosh. I'd be like, why is Uber not getting back to me?
Where's my Diet Coke?
Oh my god.
Could you go like 3 weeks without news about Tom Brady, or would that would be an issue, I think.
Thank God for internet on planes, because like I would be shaking. Like even if there was nothing going on, I need to know.
Are you allowed to have a phone?
No, God no.
Nothing.
No, that's the best part.
DoorDash?
Yeah, it is? Like being naked, not having any technology to look at. No, it's amazing.
Imagine Curtis just making up his own news broadcasts about Tom Brady.
Yeah. I'd end up doing that. I'd be like Brian Barrett running through the wilderness talking about Tom Brady.
Yeah, like how do you entertain yourself?
You have to get creative out there. So you do a lot of talking to yourself. We would sing. We would do stupid stuff.
Wiggy would kill lions by talking about Cam Newton's value.
See, I think Greg, Curtis, or Shine, one of them would be the first to go.
Yeah, I already about myself.
Get out of here, dude.
Greg,
what are you talking about?
You go to a pool and don't take those white T-shirt off. So now you gotta get completely nude.
I stayed at a Best Western last night. I was fine.
Yeah, great. Could you go to say that was fine, we need to I don't know how you define fine, but you were miserable.
No, I wasn't.
Have you ever been to a Best Western before?
Maybe.
No.
I mean,
No, you haven't.
Yeah, we don't have to.
You certainly did not. No. Greg was looking at the check-in. He's like, they have a loyalty program? Who would come here twice?
Just picture Greg entering the lobby. Picture Greg entering the lobby with his Louis Vuitton duffel bag trying to get
talk about out of place.
I think Ken got me the suite. I don't know. That was you.
No, it wasn't.
I'm usually furnished with some Fiji water when I arrive at a hotel.
They have
any hot towels?
They have a nice honor bar where you can get Stouffer's lasagna and apparently prepare it in your room.
Okay, so they have a microwave and refrigerator.
Continental breakfast. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep.
All right. Well, how about a round of applause for New Hampshire's own Kayla Cummings? By the way, I follow you on Instagram because you used to come on the old show all the time. Yep. You make knives. That's like what was that? Is there an official title for that job? Like,
a blacksmith.
You're a blacksmith.
Blacksmith, knife maker.
And you make like custom knives for people.
Yep,
so
I make everything.
Wiggy, if you want, she'll.
Yeah, I like knives.
Yeah.
I love the.
Might want to have a couple ready if you go to Hampton. Just saying.
I mean, well, we all carry one. Don't you carry one?
No,
a knife. Yes, everyone should carry.
Yeah, everyone
absolutely
carries one.
Yeah. Well, if you ever want to come out to our shop,
I think that maybe I would survive more Curtis, than all these people. Yeah.
Curtis carries a silver spoon.
Oh, there it is.
That was given to him by his dad.
Yeah, I know. Brees, he's been staying at Best Westerns his whole life.
All right, you're so nice to come by. Thanks for coming to see us.
I'm going to say hi to my dad really quick. He's listening.
Your dad is listening?
Yeah. Hi, Dad.
Listener of the show?
Yeah, he loves you guys. He listens every morning.
All right, that's awesome. All right, round of applause for Kayla.
Thanks, guys.
We are in Keene, New Hampshire. It is roadshow number 4. All of the roadshows are presented by Harbor One Bank, and we'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're back to the Greg Hill Roadshow.
Turn around. Why? Because of this?
Live from the showroom in Keene, New Hampshire on WEEI.
Many don't need no comforting, he don't ask from the world to bring him home. Ain't gonna see him waiting on a day. Got him a chair in 73, it was his only option, so many agreed. Same chair he has today since they threw the cane away. And man, he wasn't doing nothing, he just doing his own thing. You know it gets him pretty caught out by the job swing. Lord, that's fun today.
We're back in Keene, New Hampshire with an amazing group of people who came out this morning for Roadshow number 4. I want to thank all of our sponsors, including Chase the Mover and Hanover Storage, Tom Call Excavation, LaValle Building Supply, UNFI, Perkarski Sausage, and Lindy's Diner, who hooked up the breakfast this morning. How was breakfast? Everything good? Breakfast was great? All right. We're off on Monday. But for Memorial Day, but back a special Ken and Curtis show on Monday.
Yep, 7 to 10. Look out. 7 a.m. to 10 in the morning.
Shouldn't you be in right at 6 o'clock?
Yeah, you know that's very rich coming from you.
And then Tuesday we're back with 2 for Tuesday. Last 2 for Tuesday with Red Sox tickets every hour starting at 8. And Celtics owner Wick Grosbeck will join us at 8:20 on Tuesday's show.
Which this is the reason why he is the best, and it's hands down.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't. Depending on how the Celtics do tonight, Sunday.
No.
He is
win
just,
or lose, he's gonna be on,
yes,
on Tuesday.
Which is so cool. He's just so he's great.
It is what is I mean, you bring it up all the time with the ownership in the city and the reluctance to talk to the media. Not with Wick.
And you can't say that this is a guy like John Henry after they beat the Rays in the ALDS, all of a sudden popping out from wherever he was and talking to everybody on the field. This is a guy who was with us several times. We were critical of him. You not so much, but others. And, you know, we said that why is he celebrating these runs to the Eastern Conference Finals? But he is just so genuine and in some way relatable for a guy that owns the team. But he goes to every game. He doesn't make it about himself. He doesn't, like, RKK have, like, a huge, like, NBC truck waiting for Tom Brady to emerge from the locker room. Like, oh, look at this organic moment we're having. You know, I really think that Wick, he's been consistent, patient, and looking to pay off. Mm-hmm. It's just awesome.
Yeah, I think we talked about it earlier, but I think Ken Laird, it pains me to say this, is right. That this, should they win tonight, which I think they will, and get to the finals, it is the most unlikely run to a championship series of a Boston team in the last 20 years. Yes? Give Ken a round of applause.
Ken just gave a good old Heim Bloom.
Can we have Ken
feeds
come on?
He feeds off your love and admiration. He does.
I want Ken to come on. I want to explain why it is more surprising than the 2001 Patriots.
All right,
because we
fine.
Have a member of that team.
All right.
Jermaine Wiggins. He played in the Snow Bowl, had about 10 catches.
And I actually agree with Ken, so.
Oh, good. Well, then.
Guys, round of applause for our former executive
Hello.
Producer.
Hi,
Boss Mike.
He's now been elevated to management, upper management. Are you upper, mid-level?
That's what you said yesterday. I was shocked. Upper. God, I'm never letting that go.
You're upper
top shelf.
I like
management.
That shirt today, too, Ken.
Thank you.
Good blue
Very
on you.
Very outdoorsy.
Oh,
I
look so tan next to you.
Thanks for the ride over.
You're
Appreciate
welcome.
The ride over this morning.
I had to get the hotel concierge to wake Greg up this morning.
Yeah. Did you have to physically knock on the door?
No, they called. They called multiple times. Yeah.
What did he say when he answered?
At the end of the week, I'm tired.
Who paid us?
It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with the 20 amazing people at the poorhouse who insisted on pouring shots down my throat last night for an hour.
Wakey, wake.
Some of which are here, by the way. You guys are amazing. We went everywhere we went last night. I got to say, and the brewery. We went Elm. Is it Elm City?
Yeah.
Elm City Brewery. Round of applause.
I don't remember her name,
there.
Greg. I'm sorry.
I went home by myself, Curtis. Stop spreading rumors.
By the way, Jeremy Curtis fan in the Twitch chat is here. Not even
so
a Curtis fan. It's a whole ploy. He's a Ken Laird fan. Bigger Laird fan than a Curtis fan.
Oh, really?
Very nice guy. Just talked to him about an hour ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Smart man, unlike you.
All right. So your justification for this bold statement?
Well, why do I even need to come on? You have a man who played on the 2001 championship team who says this is more important. This is more unlikely.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, boss, Mike.
What do you need, Curtis?
So how is it more unlikely?
Wiggy has described that team would have won with Bledsoe, right? Yep.
They were 0-2. They lost to the Jets and the Bengals.
No, they were championship
Wiggy
caliber.
Has already said, and I think Ty Law said
Ty Law said it too. Hall of Famer.
That team would have won a Super Bowl with Drew Bledsoe.
Why did you start 0-2 against the Jets and the Bengals?
You know, the Bengals game we should have won. We got robbed in that game.
Unfortunately, you didn't.
You know, but... We won the championship. That's what matters.
Yeah.
I rest my case. I lose. That was a great argument. Good job.
Well, I mean, a lot of teams start 0-2.
No, you're right. This team was in disarray in December.
Yeah. We were all making fun of them.
Everybody, yes.
Yes.
I mean, everybody was ripping this team. As you know, they should have been based on preseason expectations, but they were borderline bubbled to make the playoffs in January. They had a game. They shot 4 for Well, they shoot from three, 4 for 35.
Yeah, it was almost as bad as I was.
Against the Clippers at the end of Christmas? Unbelievable. Yeah. Bottom out, and then to just surge now to where they are. They're heading to the NBA Finals. Amazing.
Right. And does most of that credit go to Ime?
I think Ime's got to be number one, yeah. I'm not even sure you give Danny Ainge any credit. Hmm. Fourier had that stance, and I like that. No credit for Ainge. He quit. He left. He's in Utah. He had some good drafts.
Yeah.
But still, mostly, this team was
sold
by
Ime. So you have Ime number one. Do you have Jason Tatum number two?
Tatum two, yep.
Al Horford.
Yeah, you got to put out.
Brad Stevens gets any credit in your
mind? A little bit. Nice trade. Nice midseason trade.
So how did they get Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown?
Danny Ainge drafted
Danny Ainge, right. Yes.
He traded out of number one to get Tatum at three.
But he left.
That's a historically.
We don't give Spaz credit now for the show. I mean, he's gone. He got fired.
By the way, do you think it was wrong for Ken to fire Spaz?
I didn't fire Spaz. Yes.
Bring back Spaz.
I think you're right. I think it is the most unlikely run. Should they get there, and you think they will, right?
Tonight. It ends tonight.
It ends tonight.
Are you going tonight? You got some nice tickets recently.
Thank you. Yeah.
In Greg's absence, you
couple of perks here and there.
Right in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't go well that night. That was the Game 5 collapse where Smart blew it at the end.
Yeah. I downloaded the app because I can bet here right now, and I forgot about it.
Mm.
So I looked at this, but 8.5 for the Celtics tonight. I am not touching that.
Shime, what are you hammering?
What? He's hammering a sandwich.
He stepped away?
Was that even him that said
it? What, is he hammering a bacon, egg, and cheese right
must
now?
Be. What? Was that our designated survivor who comes up?
He stepped away?
I'm with you, Ken. Nobody believed.
You're not there. Yep.
By the way, legit tension. People think it's with Ken and I. I love Ken. We're buddies forever. But Shime and Ken.
No.
Real tension about the rejoin selection.
There's no tension here.
Saturday morning. What is he playing? That upbeat OAR stuff.
Where were you, Shime?
I had to go to the bathroom very badly.
Oh, my Lord.
I've been holding it for 3 hours.
So. He had the bubble guts.
Oh. No. It's not that kind of bathroom. I just had to run away for 30 seconds, and it just so happened that
it's all good, Shime. Don't worry about it.
For three hours.
Please don't tell me you had the chicken last night, because I don't want that on my ride home.
What, did you catch something from John Anderson, or what happened?
No, I told you. It wasn't a number two. It was a number one.
Okay.
Imagine being naked afraid with Shime. And he's got the bubble guts.
You don't want to be in my, what'd you call it, a buka?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. We can't be in the buka with you.
Chime, I was asking what you're hammering tonight.
So I love the Celtics tonight, but unfortunately their money line is just way overpriced. It's minus 425. And I don't love laying 9 points. So if you're going to bet anything tonight, I would just bet Jason Tatum to win the Eastern Conference MVP because it's only at minus 200 compared to minus 400 for the money line. If the Celtics win, Jason Tatum's your MVP. It's not really much of a debate.
Well, it's a debate, but
some people want Horford.
Some people
stop
think.
It. There's no debate.
There are.
No, there
not. What do you guys think about Al Horford, MVP of this?
Great player.
Yeah.
Great player, not MVP.
But he's been consistent the whole time.
Stop it. Not MVP. I mean, great player. He's been a huge part, but Tatum's your MVP.
Who did Tatum tell you was the leader on this team?
Oh, he is the leader. We're not
That's
arguing.
That's not valuable?
No, we're not arguing
that. You
think
Marcus Smart thinks he should get MVP?
I feel like we're all overcompensating because we ripped Al Horford in the past, so now we're trying to go above and beyond.
I didn't. When they brought him
in
back.
In no world is Al Horford the MVP of the series. Yes. If you remove Al Horford, they still win the series. If you remove Tatum, they get swept.
You're right.
I mean, what are we doing?
By the way, two numbnuts T-shirts in the back.
I know.
That is
I
awesome.
Met them.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, that's great.
Round of applause. I mean, honestly, great gifts. We should thank everybody.
Yes.
Who's the guy who brought the state police gear over?
Will.
Thanks to Will from the New Hampshire State Police. Round of applause for him. I got some chuckles. All set for the
Darlene.
Weekend with chuckles.
Yes.
And the back of this says, no good story ever started with a salad, so choose alcohol. So
I like it. All right. And Dave is here. He has been at half of our road shows with the TB12 red hat next to his girlfriend there. So
Well, sorry.
Go ahead.
In front of him.
You didn't get to see the gentleman in front.
Oh, I'm sorry. I met him today. I didn't know he was at
all. That's Neil.
Neil.
Neil rides.
Stand up. Neil rode his bicycle 40 miles yesterday to get here.
Wow.
And he's gone to every single road show.
Right.
Yep.
Wow. Everyone. and he doesn't look a day over 85.
Yep. And every time he comes up to me and says, I'm Scott from Weymouth, I'm like, Neil, we now know each other.
Every road show, right? Every single road show, cornhole. Right.
Oh.
And he drove. How old are you, Neil? 80, 81. And he drove, and he called us, from Massachusetts to Florida.
Yeah. No, we saw the Walmart where he had the gas brake confusion incident. Yeah.
And were you by yourself when you drove? Imagine that.
That's awesome.
He's still driving at 81.
Quick thank you. I We can't hear you. You're just yelling. Wiggy encourages it. We got to take a quick break. It is roadshow number 4. We are in Keene, New Hampshire, and today's roadshow presented by Chase the Mover and Hanover Storage. We'll be right back.
Summer has almost arrived.
Way back.
And the bats are alive.
And you can forget about this one.
We're glad to have you back.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
Sox play here.
Gone. First pitch of the game is a home run.
WEEI. New England Sports Original. Original.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.